This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Matt Nesto. Reforming the criminal justice system has become a rallying cry for both the left and the right, and that includes proposals to shift away from harsh sentencing rules that have been seeing prison populations swell. Where does this leave the for-profit prison industry? One big operator, the Corrections Corporation of America, will report its earnings today. Marketplace's Dan Weissman takes a look.
The factors that drove double-digit growth for prison companies are largely in the past, like ever harsher sentencing laws that bloomed in the 1980s and 1990s. CCA has adjusted. Kevin McVeigh is managing director with Macquarie Research. He watches the company.
You know, while it's still a very healthy industry, the rate of growth isn't what it had been historically. And as a result of that, they started to generate meaningful amounts of free cash flow.
Meaning the company made money operating existing prisons, but it didn't have new projects to invest that money into. So in 2013, it reorganized into a different kind of entity, a real estate investment trust, or REIT for short.
Because it comes with a lot of tax advantages.
That's Carl Takei, an attorney with the ACLU's National Prison Project. A REIT pays out most of its earnings in dividends, and the result can be a better tax deal for both investors and the company. Typically, REITs own rental properties. The income comes from occupants. In CCA's case, the company is still essentially collecting rent, just not from the occupants themselves. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.